This episode may contain strong language, nudity, and dated pop culture references. Parental discretion is advised.
From the little audio booth in Meltdown Comics, it's Two Packs with me, Jeffrey Golden. Welcome to Two Packs, the trading card comedy show, where I open up packs of weird, retro, enchanted trading cards with a funny friend. This week, I'm joined by my favorite actress in the whole world. She's the original voice of Strawberry Shortcake, and you may have seen her this year as Mrs. Claus in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. She also happens to be my mom. Ladies and gentlemen, Gail Golden.
Yay!
Yay!
Hello, Jeffrey.
Hi, Emma. How are you doing?
I'm fine. You're my very favorite podcast host.
Oh, well, thank
you. I can't
say
that really fast.
But what about Mark Maron, though?
You are my very favorite. No, you're my favorite.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
What about Ira Glass?
Well, no, it's you, it's you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Everybody who knows me at this point and is on my Facebook feed knows that my mom is Mrs. Claus
in the Macy's
Thanksgiving Day Parade.
This was my 11th year.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Some have called us holiday royalty.
Whoa.
That's more than one person has said that to me. It's like you and your mom are holiday
royalty.
We don't
get any benefits for that. Nobody sends us a fruit basket.
One benefit.
We get nothing. It's an empty title.
I remember one time you called as Mrs. Claus with Santa Claus. You put Santa on the phone.
Yes. Yeah, we called. And one time you came to see the parade.
Yes.
And you were standing by yourself on the corner for some reason. And Santa was screaming to you, Jeffrey! Yeah. And then people were stopping and looking. How does Santa Claus know this one guy?
This one specific person.
Yeah.
I have an in.
Yes, you do.
What is it like to do the parade? I mean, that's a crazy experience. Most people listening to this probably will have never been in the Macy's Day Parade. Yeah. So they have no idea what they see it on TV every year. Yeah.
You get a good view.
Yeah.
You're up really high. You have to wave. You can't go to the bathroom for 4 hours. So.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. So you have to kind of plan in advance about that. You just kind of stop having fluids, you know, so you're thirsty and your arms hurt. You know, you're up there. The hardest part of the whole thing is getting up and down the float.
Really?
Yeah.
It does, because it looks really tall.
It is.
It's crazy.
There's no
it
ladder or anything.
Tall.
You kind of have to scale up these slippery ice floes.
There was one float this year, which was a gigantic turkey, and two pilgrims are on top.
Huh.
And I said to my wife, Amanda, while we were watching the parade, I bet Mom is glad she doesn't have to scale a gigantic turkey.
They should have cherry pickers or something to drop us off on these. It's tough. And Santa and I aren't getting any younger, let me tell you.
No, you got the gig partly through, you worked at Walt Disney for a number of years.
I was, as they say in Disney parlance, the best friend of Cinderella's fairy godmother.
Wink.
Wink, wink,
wink. Wink, right.
Then when I left the Magic Kingdom or whatever you want to call it, they don't call it that.
The happiest place on earth.
Or whatever else they call it.
The most enchanted, beautiful.
Yeah, they don't call it that. When I left, I wrote a screenplay about a lady who went to work at a theme park. And then we did a staged reading of it in New York City. And the Macy's people happened to be at it. They were friends with one of the other actors. And just that day, their Mrs. Claus told them she wasn't going to be able to do the parade because she'd just gotten into the touring company of Menopause the Musical.
Right. Yeah.
You know, an occupational hazard for Mrs. Claus aged people. Right. So they offered me the part. And
I like that any actress in menopause age could end up in Menopause the Musical. It's just like a happenstance, something that happens all the time.
No, there's five parts in it.
it's just you're walking down the street, you're an actress of a certain age, you just somehow wind up. You're in Menopause the Musical.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I bring up the Disney connection is because we have a bit of a Disney connection with the cards we're going to open up today.
Yes.
We're going to open up fairy tale cards, partly because, look, I love you. You're my mom.
I love you.
But we don't have a lot. In terms of our fandoms, the things that we're fans of, there's not a ton of overlap.
Of reference. No,
right?
Nothing. Yeah.
You're into Zorro. You're wearing a lovely Zorro shirt right now.
Really significantly into Zorro.
I would say I'm more into Mega Man.
I don't even know who he is.
Exactly. But fairy tales is something that we both know, and we've both worked for Disney. I write Disney Princess comics for Joe Books. And so I thought opening up some fairy tale cards would be fun. So let's see. We have with us today from Skybox Snow White and the Seven Dwarves Series 2 cards from 1994.
Shoot, these are going to be like the leftover characters.
Yeah, the
like
leftover.
The mirror.
Yeah, right. There's a shot of the huntsman's foot, is one of the cards. Yeah,
right. Box with the pig's heart in it.
Yeah, there's not a lot left.
No.
Not a lot of meat left to pick on those
Maybe
bones.
The turtle who never gets to do anything. Keeps spinning around in circles.
And we also have, do you remember this movie? This is from Inkworks. The Adventures of Pinocchio from 1996. Is there cards based on that gross-looking adaptation from the mid-90s? Jonathan Taylor Thomas, I believe.
I missed the 90s. I was at rehearsal.
You say that about a lot
of decades.
Every decade,
yeah. I've been to a lot of rehearsals.
Whenever. Well, you didn't miss much with this. Martin Landau, Rob Schneider. You might get a Rob Schneider card.
Rob Schneider.
The animal himself.
Right. Maybe. Yeah.
The copy man. So guest gets to decide which pack would you like to open, Snow White or Pinocchio?
I've got to go with Snow White.
You have to go with Snow.
Yes.
All right. Hold on to that for a moment.
Okay.
I will start us off with The Adventures of Pinocchio, Inkworks.
Oh boy
is right.
This movie must have come and gone really fast.
I believe it was a flop, but I can't be certain of that, but I believe it was a flop.
Just long enough to pull out the trading cards and then it just disappeared.
I think in a lot of instances, they didn't make trading cards of things that were already popular. They made trading cards hoping to hype the movie that they were promoting. It's almost like a promotional material.
Boy, did they flop on this one.
Yeah, I noticed the first thing I'm looking at here, I mean, it's definitely a cricket-like character. Well, this is supposed to be Jiminy Cricket or a cricket. Am I wrong? Am I crazy?
It is a cricket, but I see on my card who he is.
Oh, okay. So you have a card. So tell us what card you have there that explains this.
His name is Peppy.
Knockoff. Peppy.
Yeah.
Peppy the Cricket.
Peppy the Cricket.
There was another
cricket. This is an Italian folktale. Actually, the cricket was in the original story.
Right.
Calling him Peppy makes a lot more sense than calling him Jiminy.
This is very true. It's true. Jiminy's a
little
whitewashing.
Right. I think that was an expression. In fact, in the movie The Wizard of Oz, when Dorothy is scared by the head of the wizard, she goes, Jiminy Cricket.
Oh.
So I think it was just an expression.
It'd be like, oh, my stars and garters.
It was like
something.
They could have called him stars and garters.
Right.
You know, right.
Maybe they should have.
Might have been a little more Italian. Oh, my stars and the garters.
So what does the cricket look like in the film? Is it just like an actual insect?
It's not wearing a top hat.
See, what I have is like a little cutout sticker kind of thing.
Oh.
It looks like a knockoff of Jiminy Cricket. It looks like they were trying to imitate with the drawing, but the movie wasn't animated, so I don't know what this is going for here. This one that I have, this sticker, pop out, whatever it is, definitely looks...
If
you were making a knockoff animated Pinocchio direct-to-DVD to try to fool parents into things, this is what your Jiminy Cricket would look like.
Well, this is what he looks like. Here's kind of hideous.
Oh, it just looks like an insect.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing like magical about it. It just looks like a nature documentary about a cricket.
Yeah, your Uncle Mark and I used to catch these in tennis cans and
in Buffalo.
They spit at us. Well, Peppy emerged from his oyster shell and pulls a suitcase from the sand.
What?
A very
tiny suitcase. I imagine a very tiny suitcase.
It doesn't show the suitcase.
Okay.
It just says about it. He looks like a cricket.
Right.
But he carries a valise.
Okay.
So there you go.
But he doesn't wear a hat.
He's got no clothes on at all. But he has a suitcase. So now you wonder what's in the suitcase since he doesn't wear clothes or anything.
And why did he come out of an oyster shell? Crickets don't live in oyster shells.
It's possible
typically.
After he'd been swallowed by the whale, also ate the oysters and the shells.
So like the whale barfed up Pepe the Cricket in an oyster shell. It's sort of like a Russian nesting doll. But you
With
have
a
whale. whale, then oyster, then cricket.
What was in the suitcase?
Good question.
If you go around stark naked all the time and you don't need toiletries, why pack a suitcase?
Well, all the worst trading cards, I got doubles of one.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And no bubble gum.
No bubble gum. Trust me, you don't want the bubble gum. It does not taste good.
We have
established this. We've opened packs from the 70s. But here's what I like to do when we have duplicates of a card.
Uh-huh.
I like to read the back at the same time with my guest.
Okay.
But hold on. So the front is a picture of horrifying makeup being put onto, I guess, a robot? Or is that a human? I guess it's a human.
But what are they doing to his face?
They're like melting his face.
They're melting his face.
With almost like he's midway transformed from...
Oh, God.
Like an aristocrat to a fish monster?
It was hardly worth it. No one saw this film. It was like all the trouble Robin Williams went to doing Popeye. You know, didn't bother. No one wanted to see it.
All right, Ma, let's read the back of the card at the same time. Okay ready?
Uh-huh.
And this card is called Making a Monster. One, two, three. Using a bit of glue, a little paint, and a lot of imagination, makeup artists skillfully apply molded pieces of latex called prosthetic appliances to transform Lorenzini into the hideous sea monster.
You were right.
Yeah.
He's being transformed into a sea monster.
Yes.
Well,
for some reason.
That.
I guess the plot demanded this.
So the puppet master turns into the whale? What? They could cut down on actors that they use.
I guess so, yes.
Dealing with fewer agents.
I mean, he would be pretty small to be a whale. I mean, unless he can transform himself to be huge, which I guess is...
Well, he only had to be big enough to eat a cricket, oyster shell, and a suitcase.
And a wooden boy. But I guess you could break Pinocchio down piece by piece and eat him that way. As I like to say on this show, this card raises more questions than it answers.
Well, the other thing about Pinocchio is he's made of wood.
Right.
And I remember that they're cold in the whale's belly, and some driftwood comes in and they light a fire, and I've always kind of worried about Pinocchio and that
situation.
There's a legitimate
risk that he's going to set himself on fire doing that. That should have been Geppetto's main warning for Pinocchio. Like, don't go near the flame. Don't start a fire. Don't go near the fire.
Right. Yeah, worse than Pleasure Island.
Yeah. Let's do one more card here from Pinocchio's man. Oh, I see. We also have...
What?
This is a second duplicate. This another
oh,
duplicate.
Oh, no. Who are these three
another,
people?
Who cares?
Who's the lady? There's no lady in the story.
It's Leona and Pinocchio
Geppetto. There's
Leona. Everyone's favorite Leona.
There was a blue fairy, but not some broad named Leona.
Yeah, Leona.
Leona.
Listen.
Leona is pretty flat-chested, too. I don't know why everyone's so excited about Leona.
I mean, Geppetto's an older... Look, if I was Geppetto I bagged Leona, I'd be doing pretty well for myself
nice
here.
Yeah.
Lovely teeth.
Yeah, this must be at the end because he's not a wooden puppet anymore.
It says together at last. It's very confusing.
Right.
Close us out with one more card here.
This is kicked out of school, Pinocchio, who is not being played by the actor at this point. He's just this wooden...
CG.
Yeah,
or
claymation.
CG.
Or
something. Yeah.
Follows his nose to a bakery where a paradise of sweets is displayed in the window. His eyes grow wide as an older boy emerges, stuffing his mouth with cake. There's even more inside.
Ooh.
Cake?
Cake.
But how can he eat it? He's made out of wood.
This is a good point.
There's so many holes in
this
story.
There's a lot of holes in Pinocchio. And I don't just mean that the wood is
not
chewed
holes.
Through.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The donkey thing.
The donkey
My thing. Mother took me to see it when I was three,
right.
I guess. And I got so scared. She'd stayed in line for a real long time to get in the theater.
Right.
And then I got so scared at Pleasure Island, I wouldn't stay in the theater. And she had to take me home. She was really mad at me. It's your grandma.
Who can blame?
It was horrible.
I was very frightened by the film Willow.
Did I take you to that?
No, Grandma did. And she had to take
Grandma.
Me. Yeah, yeah. For Grandma. Taking us to see movies and always having to leave partway through them.
Did she get upset or was she okay with that?
I don't remember her being upset, but Willow
mellowed.
Willow also wasn't a very good movie. Pinocchio is legitimately...
Yeah, the Disney
Pinocchio is a legitimately
wonderful,
good
gorgeous
film.
Score, yeah. Beautiful colors, yeah.
Not this version.
No, this one sucks.
Although, this version has Leona, and we can all agree that
That's
Leona
true. If you
is
want
a great
Leona,
addition.
You gotta catch the 90s version.
I see Tinkerbell coming to transition us out from this segment, but we'll be back after a quick break. How's it going, Mom?
Hey, good, Jeffrey. Good.
Are you ready to go to the trading card mines?
Yeah, and this is the creme de la creme, Snow White.
That's very true. Well, Snow White is the best.
I was in a production of Snow White.
No, you weren't.
I was at college, at Ithaca College.
Who did you play?
Well, guess what part I played?
You played Snow White.
I did not.
Well, there's two lady characters. Did you play the Wicked Queen?
Nope.
No. Okay.
It would be hard to guess. This is kind of a difficult question.
Were you Lady Huntsman?
No. We had enough boys.
Okay. Interesting.
I was the skunk.
You were the skunk?
Yes.
What is the skunk's role?
Okay. So she's lost in the woods.
Yeah.
And there was this ballet of the trees.
Right.
Right. And then she meets all the animals and she sings with a smile and a song. So they cast a whole bunch of us sophomore girls as the trees and the animals, but I didn't want to be a tree.
Why didn't you want to be a tree?
I did put my foot down. I didn't want to be an inanimate. But I said, I'll be a skunk. And my friend Marlena said she'd be a bear. So we did a whole bit with the skunk and the bear after the tree ballet while the other ones were changing out of their tree costumes and becoming chipmunks, you see?
You added a whole C-plot to
the bear. Bear
and skunks direct-to-DVD adventures.
The bear is walking through the woods. And everything is fine. And then the bear stops and smells something funny. The bear keeps walking and the bear stops and the bear smells again. And then the skunk comes out and the kids went wild.
You guys stole the show.
And I didn't have to be a tree.
And you didn't have to be a tree.
I didn't want to be a tree.
You dodged that bullet.
Yeah.
All right, let's open up and see.
Okay, I can hardly wait.
Here.
All right, so this is from like a re-release.
Yeah.
This is a picture of a Dopey. And one of the other ones, possibly Bashful.
Great.
Whoever wore a red shirt, although I don't know.
Doc, I believe is
well,
the...
Well, no. If it was Doc, I would know Doc, Jeffrey Golden. Doc has glasses,
yeah,
for one
glasses,
thing.
Yeah. Well, let's figure this out
okay.
here.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe it says on the back.
I think it is Doc.
It's not Doc. Here's Doc. Doc is fatter with glasses. I can't believe I raised a child who can't tell Bashful
look
from Doc.
Look at the
Doc.
Two of them. They look exactly the
Doc's
same.
Doc's got glasses. There's no glasses on
there. I know there's no glasses.
He's wearing contact lenses.
Well, he has to take off his glasses when he goes into the diamond mine.
He never takes off his glasses.
So is it Bashful? Then who is it?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's Bashful because he's awake and he's not sneezing. But I like this one because it does
have
chipmunks in it that I was talking about.
Wait,
and
no, no. Look at this. Isn't this Doc, too?
It can't be Doc because he doesn't have glasses on.
Right, but then who is it?
It's not Grumpy. My process of elimination is it's either Bashful, Sleepy, Sneezy, or the other
one. Maybe it's Sneezy? I guess it must be Sneezy.
Sneezy has a big red nose.
Yeah, he doesn't have a big nose.
Billy Gilbert.
You're sure
does
that
the voice
always
of
in all promotional materials always wears glasses?
Oh yes. Oh yes. Okay, these don't have your typical what they say on the back of trading cards things.
Some seem to recap scenes from Snow White.
Okay, well, let me get to that because this one's got a crossword puzzle.
Oh, I think I have the answers to your crossword puzzle.
Okay, well don't cheat. Number two down is a 5-letter word. Question is. Dopey is a blank.
He's a dwarf.
Yeah, I guess I
but he's also many things. I don't like to sum him up with just one 5-letter word.
Okay, this one, I don't know what the answer is. The answer's on card 90. Do you have card 90?
I believe I have card 90.
Okay.
Yeah, I have all the answers
okay.
to the trivia
Oh, good,
question.
Because I couldn't answer this one. This is number 7 across.
Okay.
Snow White loves to sing, and so do the, and it's only 5 letters.
Yeah.
Dwarf.
Who else sings in...
Well, the prince and the dwarfs in Snow White.
Well,
and the animals, but they don't sing.
Oh.
The animals don't sing, they whistle.
Well...
They clean, they do the dishes while she sings.
There's a specific animal who I guess
the
you could...
5-letter word! Skunk! So does the skunk!
According to the Walt Disney Corporation, it is birds. The singing and whistling. But I like skunk.
Yeah, I don't see a picture of the skunk here. And as far as I'm concerned, it's all about the skunk.
Yeah,
Snow White,
something...
the 7 dwarfs, and a skunk.
So the card mixes different types of art. So some of the cards are screenshots of the original film. And by the way, no borders on any of these cards. Very strange. Some of them, they look like promotional art, like dark line art, comic, what you would think of if you were looking for merchandise. But then this 90s shaded style of art, I think looks really gross. It looks kind of like bad Trapper Keeper art. It's just the shading. There's just a lot of gross looking tones and colors that kind of bleed into each other. This kind of looks like a skunk. It's a squirrel, but it's weirdly colored like a skunk.
It has like it's a tail of a skunk.
The tail has a white stripe underneath it, and it is dark blue, but it's supposed to be a squirrel, clearly.
It's all about the skunk.
So I've got a card of a dwarf, a although I guess now I'm not even sure which one it is. It's pretty crazy. You know, I actually wrote a comic for Snow White, but I am having trouble with this artwork telling the difference. There's just too many different styles of art, I think. Okay, so it's a picture of one of the dwarves holding a diamond and, like, inspecting it, holding a pickaxe, but there's Snow White trivia.
Okay.
And this is, I gotta tell you, Ma, I don't think you're gonna be able to get this. This is very difficult.
The answer is birds.
Trivia. Oh, you're right. Oh, I guess we can just put down the card.
Okay.
Snow White trivia. What famous authors wrote the fairy tale on which Snow White and the Seven Dwarves was based?
The Grimm Brothers.
Let's see if you're correct.
I know I'm correct.
And the answer is the Wachowskis.
No! The Brothers Grimm.
The Brothers Grimm. That is correct.
Right.
So you get the prize.
Yes. It's going to be one of these cards.
One of these cards. Do you have any interesting Snow White cards?
This is nice. It's got all the dwarfs on. It's pretty. It does have all seven of them. The whole thing with these dwarfs reminds me of a little story that's very famous that has dwarfs in it, and that's Rip Van Winkle. And I toured schools with a production of Rip Van Winkle.
That's right, when you do children's theater.
Yeah. And we'd go into the audience prior to the show and ask children to raise their hand if they wanted to come up on stage and be one of the dwarfs.
Right.
So we're at this school and real, real little kids. And who wants to be a dwarf? And we have these costumes for them. So this one kid raises her hand, and so great. So I start putting the little costume on her. She said, "What's that?" I said, "It's your costume. You're going to be a dwarf." She said, "I'm not going to be no dwarf." So I call them dwarfs.
I think dwarf is also the name of that comic character, the offensive character from the 80s.
He's offensive?
It's a comedian playing a little person.
Oh, dear.
But it's like dwarf does golf. There's like a whole series of these videos. That's right. Speaking of you being in productions, you are an actress.
I am.
And I know for a fact that a number of animation professionals listen to this podcast. If they would like to hire the original voice of Strawberry Shortcake,
yes.
You've done hundreds of commercials,
thousands
of commercials,
yes.
including Ruffles.
Ruffles potato chips, Chef Boyardee lasagna, Secret deodorant, tons of them, big ones, little ones, Grandma Brown's baked bean.
Well, that's a famous
one. Yeah, I won
awards.
Grandma Brown's
baked beans.
Right.
What did you say as?
I'm not an ordinary baked bean doctor. I'm a Grandma Brown's baked bean. She was a sad bean.
She was a sad
going
bean.
Going to the shrink, yeah.
What are some of the other food characters that you've played?
Ice cream. One time, though, I wasn't even a solid. I was refrigerator gas.
That's a very abstract idea.
Yes,
you were the concept of refrigerator gas?
Yeah, they hired me to be gas.
What does
gas?
Refrigerator gas?
It was an airy kind of voice. I think I did kind of a Tammy Grimes kind of thing. It's kind of airy. And I took the fairy godmother.
You took the fairy godmother.
Fairy godmother is like, "You're welcome, dear." And they're the ones who deserve the credit, like that.
I think that is an A-plus fairy godmother.
Thank you.
I think
and Glinda. Glinda's very good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the smell of sulfur. I'm afraid you've made a rather bad enemy of the wicked witch, my dear. And the sooner you get out of us altogether, the safer you'll sleep.
Listen, mm-hmm. I can be an impartial judge of my own mother's talent, as we know. But you are a seasoned voice actor. Where can they go online if they want to contact you about potentially...
They could go to my website. They could go to Gail Golden, G-A-I-L, Golden, actor.com. Simple.
GailGoldenActor.com.
Yeah.
They should hire you.
They should hire me. I mean, for voices and for on camera, too. They'll see the little clip of me with Jimmy Fallon.
That's true. You played opposite Jimmy Fallon
in
the movie.
Two scenes opposite him. The movie went nowhere, but the scenes were good.
They're good scenes.
He'd probably like to forget about it. It was my big yay.
Well, it was right before he got the Tonight Show.
Right.
You were the baggage.
The lost luggage lady.
The lost
at the
luggage
airport.
Lady. And, yeah, you infuriated Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, the casting was a little... Like, Jimmy Fallon played the dramatic lead, and Sharon Stone had the comedy part.
Sharon for yuck-em-ups.
Yeah. And Tom Arnold. He was the heavy.
Yeah.
They wanted Robert De Niro when they got Tom Arnold. And so it was like, no.
But you got to infuriate him on camera.
I had a great time. It was a really cute scene, and it's there on the website.
Trade. It's time to trade.
Ooh.
All right. If you would like to trade for any of my cards, you're welcome.
Yeah, I like that one, the cutout character.
The little knockoff animated Pepe the Cricket.
Yeah, is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Pepe the Frog has got to run for his money. I would like to have in exchange...
That's the best art.
Yeah, I'm going to get the classic art here.
Right. I want you to have the best, because this isn't like a killer trade, because you're my son, so I want you to have something good.
Well, thank you very much. Well, I appreciate that. And this is, honestly, I don't know if it's a sticker or if it's a cutout. Whatever it is.
Oh, I'm going to have fun with it.
You are. Oh, yes. Yeah. You're going to have a good time.
On the airplane tomorrow, I can play with this.
Yay.
Maybe no one will want to sit next to me on Southwest.
Yeah, you can play.
I'll be playing with my cricket.
You can put the cricket on the seat next to you and be like, oh, I'm sorry. Seat is reserved
for my
cricket.
Don't sit on Pepe.
Don't sit on Pepe the cricket. Mom, thank you so much for joining me today on Two Packs. It was so much fun having you here.
Thank you for having me, Jeffrey Golden.
Thank you to Mason in the booth.
Yay.
And thank you to Meltdown Comics for hosting us. This has been Two Packs a Week. Will you take us out with one more voice?
I'm Strawberry Shortcake. I live in a wonderful land. It's called Strawberry Land.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, Blueberry Muffin.
Goodbye, everybody.
Two Packs was produced and engineered by Mason Booker. Opening theme by Matt Myers. Bright music by Lee Rosevere. Logo by Kenny Kyle. Like the show? Rate and review us on iTunes. It helps us find new listeners as cool as you. Follow us on Twitter at Two Packs Podcast. That's T-W-O. And me at Jeffrey Golden. That's Jeffrey with a G. Special thanks to Meltdown Comics. I left a bunch of these cards at the store for you to take. I'm your host, Jeffrey Golden. Hey, be good to each other.
So we've got one card here, and I don't remember this happening in the movie, but it is still from the film, where all the dwarves are about to beat Snow White senseless.
Yes. That was
yeah. They're all holding clubs and pickaxes and things, and they're about to murder Snow White.
Well, she started to smell. She'd been lying there for a really long time.
I mean, I guess she was an invader in their home, but they outnumber her. I mean, do they really need that much weaponry to handle an unarmed woman?
She's not even a woman. She's supposed to be like 14.
Yeah, she's like a little girl. I'm going to murder. Hi-ho, hi-ho. We're off to murder, little girl.